and every now and then it pays to have famous friends, and we just happen to have famous friends calling in that we were able to get on the line this morning. We are thrilled to have with us country music star Dalton Dover on the line.
What's
good morning,
up?
Dalton.
Good morning, y'all. How are y'all this morning?
Man, we're doing well, brother. I hope you are.
Man, we're doing good. We left Piedmont, you know, Saturday night, and man, still buzzing from that show. We had such a fun time.
Well, it was great to have you in Piedmont this weekend, and I know that people were thrilled to see you coming in, and thrilled to have a Nashville star like yourself. Tell us, in the world, has the music industry changed your life in the last 5 years?
Oh, dude, I went from playing shows and people not coming. I went from putting out music and people not listening to now, you know, it seems like, you know, there's people that want to hear my stuff, so they're excited for new music to come out. And, you know, they can't wait to see the ticket link pop up so they can buy a ticket to my show, man. And I don't reckon I could ask for any more than that.
That's wonderful. And you've had the fortune of playing a lot of big venues.
Yeah. I have, yeah. Over the last couple of years, man, it went from playing Mexican restaurants and, you know, stuff like that, you know, being on tour with Sam Hunt and Parker McCollum and, you know, playing stadiums with Luke Combs, and, man, it's just wild.
What's it like to go from those smaller restaurant venues? And nothing wrong with that. Hey, you got to get a start from somewhere.
Absolutely, man.
Absolutely, got to get your fan base going and all. But what's it like going to a Luke Combs or a Parker McCollum concert and being right there rubbing elbows with those guys?
It was a little nerve-wracking at first, just because I'm from a small town right here in Georgia, and man, you know, that kind of stuff don't happen to us good old boys, and when it does, I don't know, man, it's very humbling, and it's very, I don't know, I really don't know how to explain it, man. It's just really, really, really cool.
Well, how's it impacted your family? I know you've got a family, I know that you stay busy with them, and how's this changed your family life?
Honestly, man, it's just, you know, it's just made it to where, you know, it's not really changed much because, you know, in the summertime, my wife and kids come on the road with me. And then, you know, in the downtime, I'm home and writing songs, and man, it works out perfect. And then one day I hope to have me a Prevost bus, you know, cruising through the country, and they can just ride on it with me.
There you go. And keep all your songwriting notes in one place right there on the bus, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, there you go. Tell us, did you write your own songs like Night to Go or Giving Up on That, or are you just writing others?
So I wrote Giving Up on That. Night to Go is a song that, you know, a couple buddies wrote. That song. They sent it to me. I loved it. I recorded it. But Giving Up on That, I wrote that song with Adam Craig and John Pierce. And, it was my first single ever to country radio. That song has opened many doors for me, and it's been wild getting on stage and singing it, and, you know, hearing everybody sing it back to me and watching it grow its own wings has been really, really fun.
Well, it's got to be exciting life to be out there. Now, I know you were in Piedmont this weekend, and have you got any other shows scheduled locally coming up?
I don't have anything locally scheduled, but around, I believe, July, we're going to be up in Richmond, Virginia. We'll be up in Richmond, and then in August, we'll be up in Springfield, Ohio. So we're getting ready to, you know, get on the road this summer and burn it up, play some shows, and get out and ready for festival season. I love playing festivals and stuff like that, so I'm ready for that.
Well, so you mentioned festivals. If somebody wanted you for their July festival or their other June festival or something of that nature, are you available on that short of notice?
Yeah, absolutely. Just reach out to me through email, reach out through me through DM on Instagram, however, and hopefully I'll see it.
Okay, good deal.
And if I don't see it, somebody on my team will.
Absolutely. That's the main thing, is having that good team and being traveled and all of that. Tell me about, I've got both Nights to Go and Night to Go and also Giving Up on That. Let's play Giving Up on That, since that was your first single. Tell me about your inspiration in writing that.
Man, when we wrote this song, I was on my first writer's retreat ever, and Adam Craig, I'm not sure if anybody knows who Adam Craig is, but he's an incredible vocalist, writer, John Pierce as well. And we wrote that song literally in about 30 minutes on my first ever writer's retreat. And I knew right then and there that I wanted that to be the song that I introduced myself to the world with. I love the song so much, and yeah, I hope y'all love it as well.
Great. Oh, we've got it queued up. It's ready to go. Giving Up on That with Dalton Dover on Weiss Radio.
Just like you should've, but since you've been gone, ain't nothing around here the same. Said goodbye and hit me with them tail lights. I swear I've changed everything but your mind.
Cause girl, I'm giving up on drinking.